The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and 1 week away from our return to SiriusXM, SiriusXM channel 158 as a network. We are looking forward to that. Gil Alexander. That's my little buddy Kelly Bidlin here, everybody. And by little buddy, I mean, how much weight have you lost?
Over 50 pounds.
Over 50. Look at him styling profile.
I think we're getting close to 60, but I don't want to say that yet.
Joe Cirillo, you got nothing on Kelly Bidlin.
Yeah, watch out. Nothing. Beach body comparisons coming up, Joey. That's right. Watch out.
Watch out for that. Coming up, Fezzik and Dr. Bob. Nice little back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
You got Fezzik and you got the Pioneer. Coming up back-to-back on the show. We get tweets.
Joe Cirillo, by the way, I should mention this, filling in for you in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
What is that, three weeks from today? 3 weeks?
You mean after the Super Bowl? Because where am I going? Oh, no, I'm taking 1 day. That's right, I'm taking one day.
Unless I heard something wrong.
Yeah, no, there is 1 day. I have to be away for 1 day. Yeah. Somebody's got to go to college. I'm just telling you.
Speaking of that, yeah. Hey, Gil, if I get into Pepperdine, will you pay for it?
Hell no.
Because I've only wanted to go to school there since I was like 8 years old.
Let me tell you.
I went to a basketball camp there when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, my
God.
And
I was like, whoa.
My whole
This is where everybody should go to college.
I had to keep my mouth shut because I didn't want to influence her. But in my head, I'm like, people go to school here?
It's the most ridiculous campus I've ever seen in my life. Hey, beach, ocean, the two-lane highway. What is it? PCH?
PCH,
yeah. PCH right there. And then gorgeous campus up a hillside.
I just thought about, like, you're 19 years old and you're in Malibu. Like, what a skewed view of the world.
It really is.
Like, it's a crazy. Anyway, it was beautiful. We get tweets at Benny the Book. JB Uncle Bush. He's reprimanding me. He says, when tipping what equates to industry standard for poor service, it correlates to the server assuming they did a good job and thus continuing that poor service to the next guest. You are doing a disservice to your fellow diners. Bad service equals lower tip, he says. Wow. Okay. Logic 3227. I just quoted that same scene a couple days ago from Coming to America in front of some 20-some-year-olds, and they looked at me like I was speaking Swahili. And then Mike Alvarez, our buddy, says, that's beautiful. What is that, velvet?
That's
favorite line from Coming to America. Thanks for the apple. Oh, thanks for the apple juice hack on the prep drink, he says. A numbers game, great evergreen sports betting and colonoscopy show.
I remember being so confused during that conversation. I was like, applesauce?
Let me tell
Mott's applesauce?
No, let me tell you something. Maybe the best two bits of advice we've ever given on this show, if I may say. If you have a colonoscopy coming up, this is for a certain age group here, go with apple juice. Clear apple juice instead of their prep. It's allowed, and it's a complete hack. And the other thing is when you're at Chipotle, again, don't say double chicken. Say chicken, and then double back and say, oh, can you make that double chicken? Because if you say double chicken from the beginning, they give you 1.5 chicken. Worth the price of admission alone to this show.
You know what? I know you've brought that up before.
Yeah.
I have seen. Have you seen the obnoxious videos, though? People like, I think at Subway and Chipotle, they video the preparation of their food.
Oh.
So if it doesn't match whatever they ask for.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop it already. This is from
very sad.
Coach May 17. Oh, Coach May, this is one of my pet peeves. He says, a friend of mine runs over 80 pools a year and has been asking for tips from the winners. 10% for low money winners, 30% for big winners. What would you tip, he says? Let me tell you something there, Coach May 17. I have been a part of pools, some more above board than others in my past. And I ended up getting out of a pool because the dude kept hiking up his rake over the years. And finally, I'm like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. I'm going to win a March Madness pool against hundreds of other dudes, and then you're taking 40% off the top? I'm not in this pool anymore. You got to be kidding me. 30% is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's an extreme number.
It's ridiculous.
I will say that this depends on a couple things here. I will back up a little bit. You and I were actually just talking the other day about someone in a specific site that does pools. Sometimes if you're using a website or something, they'll start charging more and more every year. So I know I heard that excuse before, but it was never near 30%. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Second Night saying, this is the one, showing a gold sheet from Jim Fife, says, this is the one I subscribed to in the early 2000s. Also had a newsstand by my house that carried it. It was awesome. Also came with a season-long schedule that had all the rotation numbers in it, if I remember correctly. The gold sheet, for those of us who have been betting since the dawn of time, we all remember the gold sheet. Kevin Ryan. Gil, I'm glad we're not talking this morning about Franklin causing them the game. Well coached, well officiated, great game. In the end, the turnovers were the difference. Well, let's not get crazy. Again, he let 10 seconds run off the clock before calling their first time out. So instead of Penn State having 10 more seconds, they ended up, what was it, what did I say, with 47 seconds left when they started that last drive. But like for inexplicably, they let 10 seconds run off before Notre Dame got their punt off before he called the timeout. And then I'll just say this on the game-winning field goal. I mean, probably Jeter's probably going to make it anyway. But if you look at the alignment, it's like, what were you doing? Were you like guarding against a fake? The way that it was just so stupid. So, yeah, they didn't lose because of him, but it's not like he was pristine in his coaching decisions.
Hey, we get texts.
Oh.
The great Steve Cohen confirming the apple juice
yes.
works well.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the corroboration. See what I said? And then Jorge Mondaca.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, Jorge Andres Mondaca. You may know him better as Georgie Bueno. He says, wait, Kelly is producer number 9? I forget which one I was.
He's like 3 or 4 or something, right?
Jorge was 3, I believe. Yeah. Jorge,
sounds right.
Jorge was producer number 3 here on A Numbers Game. And Jorge's biggest contribution to the show, Jorge, I know you'll accept this, his biggest contribution was when there was an international soccer match, his handicapping angle was to turn his back to me, watch the anthems, and whichever international side was more passionate about their anthem, he would bet on that team. That was his.
Seems like a solid strategy there.
That was his thing.
Hey, Jorge, I'll never forget. He was the first one to show me around the South Point in the VEASAN operations on my first day.
The great Georgie Bueno, Jorge Mondaca, producer number 3. All right, Australian Open. So Zach Cohen and I are going to do the second part of the Australian Open Beating the Book podcast here coming up after the show. Drew Dinsick and I did the pre-draw, which was great, by the way. Thanks to everybody who watched that live on Twitter. Zach and I will be live on Twitter at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific, right after this show, now that the draw is out on both the men's side and the ladies' side. So I had given earlier, Kelly, my bets on the women's side for the outright, which was Iga Swiatek at +550. I also added some on her at 5-1. This is pre-draw. And then I had some Karolina Muhova and some Mira Andreeva at 25-1. A little sprinkle on each of those girls. Pre-draw again, before we knew how this shook out.
Wait. Real quick, though. Are you saying it's time to go country clubbing?
Oh.
Since we're talking tennis and golf?
Kelly's been waiting the whole show for this. I'm so sorry. It's time to go country clubbing, everybody.
Yeah!
Let me ask you a question. Where you get that footage of those people?
Oh, you got to ask the great Rob Moreno for that one. But the saddest part is we've been like on and off working on this since basically I started on the show.
This is that right there, ladies and gentlemen, what you saw 3 seconds of was 3 years in the making for Kelly and Robert Moreno.
As you pointed out via text message, we're very efficient people.
Now that I've been rudely interrupted with my tennis bets. So I have Iga. That was awesome, by the way.
Oh, it's
so
it's
every
incredible.
Every time we do tennis and golf, we're running that.
That's right. Even if you're listening, if you're driving around and you're listening, you're not even watching, you hear that DJ air horn, it means tennis and golf, that's about to be dropped.
That's so awesome. We should really, when that comes up, we should just stand up and dance.
I was dancing over here, man.
So I got Iga +550. I got Karolina Muhova and Mira Andreeva both at 25-1. And then I did put the smallest of sprinkles on Dimonor and Dimitrov on the men's side at 50-1 and 65-1, which is not how I usually bet tennis, right? I'm usually like,
I was surprised. Yeah.
Iga's my one bet. If it wins, it wins. It's like, it's not at all like golf bettors who bet all like, you know, 1,000 outrights. I'm usually one person. Not this time, because the women's draw is way over. And then the Dimonor and Dimitrov, which again, it's the women's side is really value. How can I put this? The men's side is value, but it almost feels performative because in the end, you kind of know that Sinner and Alcaraz are going to be almost impossible to beat. But value is value. So mm-hmm. I did put a little sprinkle on. Anyway, the draw comes out. And while Zach and I will go deep diving on this, I did want to share just a couple things. One, I mentioned yesterday that Iga got the best of it. So it's Rybakina in Q3, it's Iga in Q4, and then the other like 8 players in my top 10 in terms of tennis data, they're all on the top half of the draw. So Iga avoids all of that. So the value ends up being on her. I would say anything like plus 475 and better is value on Iga to me at this point, now that we know the draw. Muhova and Andreeva, as I lose paper there off the table. Sorry about that.
You weren't using
things
it
are happening. Yeah, I wasn't really consulting it, as I never do anymore. So they ended up in a bad draw, but I think Muhova's live. I really do. So on the men's side, I don't the draw came out, by the way. So I have not bet these yet, but I'm looking to bet Iga in her quarter. I've seen as good as even money. And I am looking to bet Muhova in her quarter, which is around plus 450. So sort of buttressing my outrights on both Swiatek and Muhova. I'm not going to do it with Andreeva, but I will buttress my outrights on Swiatek and Muhova with quarter bets as well. I haven't made those yet. I will make those today. I did make...
plus 550.
Plus 550 on Muhova?
Yep.
Okay. I did make a quarter bet on the men's side, and that is on Joao Fonseca at 14-1 in Q2.
Big fan of him.
First Kelly's hearing of Joao Fonseca.
Yeah.
Now here's the reason for it, because I'm a data guy. Joao Fonseca is one of these guys. Now remember, the reason that we were ahead of the Iga curve so many years ago is I had access to her numbers off the main tour, and they were so gaudy that I knew they would translate to the main tour. This is what's going on with Fonseca. It's a very small sample size on the main tour, but we've bet on him before. But even on the main tour, his numbers in a small sample size are through the roof. So I am willing to take a flyer on him to win his quarter at 14-1, Joao Fonseca, Q2 on the men's side in the Aussie Open. That's what I've made so far. Steve Fezzik on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Big news this week here at VSIN. We're returning to Sirius XM starting January 17th. You can catch VSIN's 24/7 sports betting coverage on Sirius XM channel 158 and the Sirius XM app. That is 1 week from today. But that's not all. VSIN launching a brand new show just for Sirius XM listeners. Tune into VSIN live on Mad Dog Sports Radio with Patrick Maher and Dustin Sweetelson every weeknight from 7 to 10 p.m. They started that this week. That's on Sirius XM channel 82, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have Dustin on the show here on a numbers game on Monday. Mark your calendars, though, for the whole network again a week from today, Friday, January 17th. VSiN 24/7 coverage debuts on Sirius XM channel 158. Cannot wait for that. We get tweets at Beating the Book. There are so many this morning, I cannot even keep up. Brian Morianen, servers want the tips in cash, of course, because it's tax-free, since generally speaking, they only declare enough cash tips to ensure they're at minimum wage, whereas tips on credit cards are processed through payroll and tax. Yes, of course, that is the reason. Thank you for that. By the way, there were some spots where the government was trying to come in and tax them on their cash, too. I can speak for that in San Francisco. Stringfellow Hawk, I went out to a nice restaurant in Detroit years ago, had the worst service, had to ask for water refills. We left a 1% tip and never went back. The numbers, guys, I definitely bought the gold sheet from 7 to 11. However, this I don't think was the one with Don Best and Jim Feist. It almost looked like a TV guide and would come every Wednesday or Thursday. Would love to know what that was. Could it have been platinum sheets? Jason, ice cold gambler. That's where I know Kelly from, the Pepperdine basketball camp. I crossed him over. He fell, and that's how he saw the great view of the Pacific Ocean. Just kidding. Always a great show, guys. Cease Backler, what? Apple juice? You're about 3 colonoscopies of mine late with that little nugget. Oh, yeah. It's key. The underdog, D-Walk Red 1-4. That was nice getting the band back together with Ace, Vegas Runner, on the Week 18 Megapod. He says, I have an idea for the week before the Super Bowl. Have a podcast with Ace to talk restaurants, clubs, and Vegas stories. Well, he was the guy on the Vegas Lifestyle Pod. The Beating the Book Vegas Lifestyle Pod annual is the week in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. We've done it 13 years in a row. Ace was the guy who was always on it for like the first 7 or 8 when we were younger. And let's just say he had more of the off-the-beaten-trail advice in Vegas, if you know what I mean. And so now he can't really live up to that anymore, so I think he doesn't want to come on that one, if I'm reading the tea leaves on that. And then a Joe named Jim, and I'll leave it at this. This is how well listeners know this. He said, notice the audible from those of us betting since the dawn of time instead of since the Eisenhower administration. Happy weekend. Man, y'all know me well. We'll get to more of your tweets here momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest and had the absolute audacity taking his vote not seriously enough, because for Defensive Player of the Year yesterday in our Numbers Game first annual award show, he voted for Aiden Hutchinson. It's Steve Fezzik, everybody. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'd like to announce my formal retirement from any awards selection committees going forward. Obviously, you know, Hutchinson, Hendrickson, you know, it's like microphone.
Oh, is that what you did?
No, I really felt the guy that isn't playing should win the MVP. Come on.
Is this because you're too lazy to text and you voice text and that's what happens?
You've seen my text with my microphone and like there's I use the microphone and there's lots of typos. And I'm sure I said it wrong. And hey, good news for all those who think in Fez is like, you know, coming down with Alzheimer's. I know Rob Pozzola's group keeps talking about that. Even in my 20s, I would have made a comparable mistake. Same thing. I can't find my car in the garage. Hey, I was doing that in my 20s also. So I may well have mental problems, but I've always had them.
Here it
it's
is.
It's not age.
This is what got Steve kicked out. If we could just show the defensive player of the year, this is what got him kicked out.
I'm not kicked out. I'm proactively retiring.
He's proactive. You got ahead of it.
Before I'm sent into retirement.
Ahead of it. Steve votes for Aiden Hutchinson for defensive player of the year, who hasn't played in a long time.
Hey, Mike McCarthy is the Jets are interviewing, so there's hope for me, right?
Well, so Kelly was just talking about this off air, that there was a news, not news story where the Cowboys are like, we're moving ahead with Mike McCarthy and we'll negotiate, which is like not a story at all. But by the way, I think the Bears and other teams did McCarthy a solid where they're like, hey, we're interested in you. And Jerry's like, oh, I guess I should keep him.
How stupid are they must be getting kickbacks from the McCarthy camp, right? I mean, no one is going to actually hire this dude, right?
You have Aaron Rodgers. You get to say you won a Super Bowl.
Hey, you get a title with Aaron Rodgers and a guy that can't get along with anyone. You must be doing something, right?
You must be doing something, I guess. Okay, we had this. I was mentioning this earlier, and I think it is the subject of the moment, which is the Rams and the Vikings get moved to Arizona because of the wildfires in Southern California. And again, if you're just tuning in, we obviously understand that that is the most important thing happening here is how it has affected actual human beings. People have lost their homes. Obviously, there have been some who have perished, but generally speaking, people's homes have burned to the ground. Again, I was saying earlier, my brother has a dear friend whose home burned to the ground. It is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. But we do come to you from the corner of betting. And so this, as inartful as that segue is, you understand, I hope, that we have this in the proper context. But Steve, this what it did was create some interesting things. And again, if we could show the Matt Brown tweet again, guys, where some books it stands, and in other books, there's Matt Brown, our own Matt Brown, Vikings, Rams, venue change, house rules, bet stands, DraftKings, FanDuel, Circa, Bet365, ESPN, Bet Fanatics, Bet Voided, BetMGM, and Caesars. Okay, explain, because I was saying earlier, this is pretty interesting. For someone like me who has a Rams plus three that stands, it's like, oh, there goes my CLV. But for someone like you, or someone who figured out, and you'll give a shout out to who you learned this from, that A, Circa is a place here in Vegas where it stands. The bet is action, in other words.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm surfing around Twitter, and everybody's favorite food social media influencer at GRP Wins. You know, I'm checking out what he's having for breakfast. Ham steak off the bone. What's this? He says, I talked to Benson. If you bet on the Rams game against the Vikings, you bet stands. This is before it had been moved. And then wildfires are breaking out, you know, heading towards Woodland Hills and Simi and everything. And so new fires. I'm like, this thing's going to get canceled. And then Las Vegas Chris, boom, lets me know, hey, if you bet at Circa, you got action. I'm like, well, okay, well, probably the line's up to Minnesota, -1.5 or -2. No, it's still pick 'em. It's still -115. Boom. Okay. You know, so, I mean, not a lock that the game was going to get moved, but likely. So here, a lot of sharp guys like the Rams. So I like the Rams. Irrelevant.
You
know? Irrelevant. Game's likely to get moved. Just go ahead and bet twice my normal max bet size on the Vikings. Bet the other guys because I'm going to get massive CLV. And I did get massive CLV.
So let's just put this in really simple mathematical terms. Don't worry. It's not bad math. It's if you have the Vikings now. So you run to Circa. You can bet the Vikings when it's around a pick-em-ish, right? You bet them on the money line. You got Vikings -115. Now the Vikings are 2.5-point favorites. You anticipated that the venue would change, that the line would move. Now you can just basically name your price, right? You can wait, in other words, for to see if the Rams money line gets as high as it is. But right now, even if you bet it right now, it's plus 130 in some places. You could bet the Rams right now, and you're guaranteed.
Lock it. But why bet 10,000? So yeah. I could bet 9,000 plus 130, lock in approximately $1,000 win. If I want to be a square ball and just like a really anal, like, accountant,
not
lock,
you
lock in
not
or,
you
or I can get creative and wait for a +3 and try to fiddle in the middle and scoop the whole pot, or I could do a little money line, some teasers.
There's all kinds of things,
I gotta say, I liked your discussion. I was listening in about, we can't quantify. This is our art and science.
That's right.
This is bad news for the Chargers. It's worse news for the Rams. Okay, the Chargers are just distracted, but they're out of town. But the Rams, this has all been going on, and now they got to get on a plane, and it's got to be not just, I mean, they don't have much of a home field. It's not just losing their 1.25 points for home field. It's got to tack on another 1.25 for the distractions of what's going on.
Yeah, it's, you can't quantify it. And I just told a brief story. I was just there for one day, and I can't wrap my head around the fact that we went to this bustling shopping, this bustling outdoor shopping center that is halfway burned to the ground. Now, imagine how they must feel with, that's the, where they live, and those are their families, right? So they got to be thinking about that. But I think your broader point here is this, Steve, which is, and it, which I think is a great one, and I sort of alluded to it earlier, which is, we can talk about all the analytics. And I think in a perfect world, when it's a normal game and there's nothing like this happening, I think if you're not doing it by numbers, you're probably doing it wrong. I think numbers has to be part of it. But when something like this happens, all of that stuff, it doesn't matter anymore. It's, how do I lock in something? And this is a way to do it.
Exactly right. So I could have listened to an hour of all these math geeks that are like, and they are ultra smart, talk for an hour, breaking down every game and every matchup and this and that. And it's just a bunch of crap. It's like Killian is lying to you.
Yeah.
And why is it a bunch of crap? It's not a bunch of crap, but the lines are right. Guess what? That's why these books are taking $20,000 as opposed to one little tweet from good old GRP Wins. It's like, hey, you know, if you bet it at Circa and the game's in Arizona, you still got action. That was that 5 seconds of reading that tweet and getting from Las Vegas, Chris, just absolutely lays over these math geeks talking an hour about why the lines are right and why they like +3.5 and -3 on Washington and Tampa Bay. Thanks for nothing, guys.
Easy on the table, Steve. Jeez. No, but it is such a good point also that the fact that they just tweeted it, because our brains are wherever our brains are, but just the fact that he put it out there, you were like, bam.
I'm betting the Merrimack under. It's an early game start. How are we doing?
I'll check it out for you.
Okay.
More with Steve Fezzik on the other side. All his plays this weekend. Next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? My friend Stevie Fezzik over here is. Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets. You need SportTrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting. With -104 lines instead of the standard -110, instant in-game betting, and a dedicated concierge player service, SportTrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download SportTrade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Too many tweets to get to. Love y'all. Ryan Thompson. How do I get the ANG Country Club and t-shirt? Don't really care about golf or tennis, but I need that shirt. We got to make a t-shirt. Ice Cold Gambler, looking for producer 10 because Kelly Bidlin will be opening Country Clubbin', coming to Circa Las Vegas 2026. I can't wait. Chance Copperpot, when I cast VSiN to my big screen, I automatically get subtitles. I can't help but read it. When Gil says Kelly Bidley, it reads out as Kelly Beanland. I'm sorry, Kelly, you're forever Mr. Beanland to me now. D-Gen Southern Gent, everything about that was awesome, Kelly. Absolutely worth the 3-year wait. Talking about the Country Clubbin' promo or the intro on that. Joe C. 714. You wouldn't sprinkle some pizza money on Maya Joint, would you, Gil? She's been looking really good playing at home. Not to win a quarter or to win an outright, no. Bobby Knuckles. I'm assuming Kelly will order a few glow sticks for any future segments of Country Club, and we can't turn the lights up and down to create a strobe effect if you need it. James Sott. Holy cow, producer of the year, Kelly Bidlin for Country Club and made my weekend. Wow. And then Odell. Too bad Wilford Brimley was unavailable for the Country Club video. No kidding, right? Those Those old people know that they're on camera. Man, I think we owe them some money. Let's see here. The numbers, guys. You know your house rules? DK voided my Samsonova bet last night, my Samsonova bet last night. Zhao Fonseca, can you spell that for the listeners at home? Yes, Zhao, J-O-A-O, last name Fonseca, F-O-N-S-E-C-A. We'll get to more tweets here coming up, but Steve Fezzik is kind enough to join us again for a second segment, and the people love Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports, by the way, where he is a, how can I put this? A much more ornery man than he is in real life.
Get off my lawn.
You are a get off my lawn.
Hey, shout out to Sport Trade and to Prophet Joe Pita. Both these guys are just, you know, tremendous. And the whole concept, like we have standalone games coming up nonstop. So look at this Ohio State game. If you're going to bet the money line and you're going to go traditional sports book, if you want to lay minus 250 or plus 210 and talk about how there's value there, you're just delusional. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't prove that there's not value, but the fact that it's going to be minus 230 plus 229 at these places, because it'll be the best price on each side at Sport Trade, at Profit. You have to look towards those. These places aren't going to do any good if you're betting a Merrimack college basketball game.
Right.
Or if you're betting Mike Evans, pass reception yards. But on stuff like this, standalone games, sides, totals, money lines, you have to have it.
Profit X, we did a bucket of, we did a basket of Kelly Bidlin, Matt Brown, and Wes Reynolds golf bets on there as well. So a little tie-in as well. Let's talk about your bets, but let's talk about Tampa Bay, Washington first. You had a lot to say about that game.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts with Tampa Bay. So last week, I had Tampa first half, never sniffed the cover despite getting tremendous closing line value. By the way, I do another podcast. I went 0-5 on a podcast, and I had the best closing line value of my life, on all five plays, including Washington -4.5. Tennessee is an underdog. Tampa Bay first half, Green Bay first half. So
I've had seasons of that in baseball, by the way.
I remember like with Texas would open pick, and then they go to, you'd give out -140, and they'd close -175, and then be down 5-1 in the second. Right. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tampa Bay, not a lock. They didn't get the ball to start the game last week against New Orleans. New Orleans wins the coin toss. So they say, hey, we're going to take the ball. It happens. It's not a lock. But Tampa certainly, Kelly, go ahead and grade me Tampa to score first. Let's put that down. Tampa to score first. -155. Yes. Because they're more likely to start with the ball. So, any derivative associated with that, Tampa first quarter is fine.
Because they have a history of wanting to receive?
Recent history, yes. They've done well. They've been doing well, taking the ball and thriving early on in the game. Although that didn't happen against New Orleans last week, but I'll double down and go ahead and play that. I want to talk about the two receivers, Mike Evans and McMillan. I'm so old. When I hear McMillan, I think of McMillan and wife. Double check me. Make sure that is really his real name, Kelly, so I don't get it wrong.
McMillan and wife is like a reference for 65-year-olds and
Rock Hudson, Susan, yes. St. James. Yes. So the Godwin got hurt week 7. Okay. So now there's this dude named McMillan, and he's putting up numbers the same as Godwin was putting up, but he's getting priced like he's McMillan. So his number is 53, and Evans, his number is 75. But I'd make the case they both probably should be more close together, because what's been happening the last 3 weeks? Well, Evans has been chasing this legacy, getting the 1,000 yards and his millions of dollars of incentives. The last 3 weeks, Baker has been very forward saying, I'm getting the ball to Mike Evans. He's been forcing it to him famously the most last week. So all of these targets have been going to Evans, but McMillan's every bit as good almost. But Evans gets the number one cornerback covering him still. So because of that, McMillan over, Evans under makes complete sense. By the way, McMillan's gone 5 straight games over 50 reception yards, despite Mike Evans being the key.
And let me just add to that, Marshawn Lattimore is a go for the Washington Commodores this weekend. He's been hurt. He's only played a few games since coming over to Washington. He is a known, when he was in New Orleans, he's a known Mike Evans killer.
Absolutely. So that bodies him up, physical. And so official plays, Evans under 75.5 is easy to find, and McMillan over 52.5.
So give us a good sense of what sides and totals, if any, that you did this week that you have in your account.
The only one that you probably can get is Houston +3, and I'm going to double down. I know right now it's -120, and I don't know. Fezzik Twitter's tired of being criticized. Like, when I say bet plus three, that doesn't mean buy the half point. That doesn't mean play plus three, lay $1.22. When if I don't say the vig that it's implied, play plus three minus $1.10, you're like, but Steve, I can't get it. Well, remember, we're in the year of the favorite. The favorites have hit 54% against the spread, and every game goes over. So because of that, even with this distractions of these wildfires, I would be shocked on a standalone game if you wait and you're cool. If you don't get a plus three, write a post. What do you think on Houston? Minus 110.
And there are plus threes out there now, I believe, too, aren't there somewhere?
I don't know.
Let me check. Maybe.
The traffic isn't as bad now that the F1's not going on, but it still takes me 40 minutes to get down here from my Seven Hills address. Yes.
There are threes. I'm getting my ear. Okay. There are threes. Yeah. Threes are available. I want to go back to the Rams in Tampa Bay, though, also. Getting back to that thing about we can't quantify also, you know, about the Rams and the Chargers. But just as a blanket statement, you would caution folks to, I mean, at least say, you know, as a public service, think twice before betting either of those two teams because of this factor.
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature. Imagine if you, I mean, there's lots of people in L.A. I lived in L.A. I love all those neighborhoods, Brentwood, Agora Hills, you know, Calabasas. And
oh, it's
like,
gorgeous.
I mean, I know people in all, you know, everywhere checking in on them. Are they okay and the like? And because of that, I mean, how can you put your best foot forward? You just, I mean, I hear, oh, these are professionals and they can blot it all out.
They're human.
And I'm just not buying it.
Yeah. Okay, so you stayed, let's talk about this. You stayed away from Buffalo, Denver. You stayed away from Philly and the Packers.
Well, I teased Buffalo like crazy because it's a Wong teaser.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. Just read Stanford Wong's book, Sharp Sports Betting, and you'll win betting teasers. I did play the Green Bay derivatives because it's not a lock, but Green Bay is more likely to start with the ball. So Green Bay first quarter, Philly third quarter.
Would you allow that Green Bay is the most likely team of 32 to start with the ball?
I think Green Bay is 90%.
90%.
90%. You know, whenever you say 90, they've done psychological experiments. 90 is too high. 80%.
Okay.
Because they've always said when you estimate something, people are like, is Alaska north of Hawaii? That's a bad example.
Let's just run them down again because you have a lot. So you're on the Texans plus three, the Bucks to score first. You laid the minus 160, the Packers to score first.
Yes.
Minus 110. And then the two props you just talked about with the Buccaneers receivers, Mike Evans under 74.5 receiving yards, Jalen McMillan, not McMillan and wife, over 52.5 receiving yards. Those
betting
are
on Rock Hudson. Mike Evans shop around. I think it's as high as 76.5 at FanDuel.
Betting on Rock Hudson. But circling back to the last, because we only have a minute left, but I do want to get back to the main point, which is just the broader handicapping point. If you're new to sports betting, these things don't happen all the time, right? Mitigating factors. Usually when we're on this show and other shows here on the network, we're just talking about a game. We're going through people's opinions. Maybe there's stats involved. Maybe there's analytics. But it is a good reminder that while understanding that there are more important things in life, we are bettors. And then because we come from the corner of the world that we are as bettors, there are things that you can then identify as, okay, all of that other stuff doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And these are the moments you have to identify.
A good example, Penn State. So their coach doesn't win big games. And we saw it last night. So here it is. It's fourth and goal from the three. By the way, when catching a ball, we've thrown the football before. Something about it?
Yeah.
I look at the football when I'm catching it. It helps.
As the first play I brought up, the fact that the Aller, the third and goal, where he threw it low to Singleton, and Singleton didn't hold it. It's a 4-point.
Singleton's like, look, you know what? It's like, why does Puka catch every ball?
Steve Fezzik.
Why does Ladd catch every ball? Because they look at the ball when they catch it.
Steve Fezzik catches that football. Remember that above all. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Fezzik right here on The Numbers Game. Dr. Bob is next with a pro football play.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, time to do our GBank best bets of the day. GBank, the official bank of VSiN. We do it on this show every day, every show on the network every day. And we got a cavalcade of picks. Beginning with my own, I believe. Let's do that. I'm on the Rams plus three. It's locked in, and I'm at a shop that it's action. Offshore, Rams plus three versus the Vikings. CLV gone, and I'm on the Rams money line plus 118, so I got the worst of that. I am on the Texans plus three as my other play. I have steered clear of the other games thus far. Australian Open futures, I mentioned. Iga to win it plus 550. Muhova and Andreeva also at 25-1, and then a little sprinkle on Dimonor and Dimitrov at 50-1 and 65-1 respectively. I added Joao Fonseca 14-1 to win Q2 on the men's side as well. His raw data is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. This is also from Kelly Bidlin. Pacers minus six. Guys, you're in my ear, by the way. Just want to point that out. Pacers minus six on the NBA. Kelly is on. And also on the football side, Chargers, Texans under 44. He's on the Bills laying the points. Kelly laying the wood with the Bills against the Broncos. He's on the Bills, Eagles on Moneyline Parlay at minus 125. And he's on the Ravens, Eagles with a Moneyline Parlay minus 137. So what Kelly did with those last two is he was like, what's a better deal for me here price-wise with some of these? And he went with the Moneyline Parlay in those two cases. This is from, also on the show today, Steve Fezzik. As we just mentioned, Texans plus three, Bucks to score first, minus 160, Packers to score first at minus 110, Mike Evans under 74.5 receiving yards, and Jalen McMillan, also Bucks wide out, over 52.5 receiving yards. Best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSIN. VSIN recommends every bettor make the GBank Visa signature card part of their betting toolbox. Save up to 3-5%. That's 3-5% on cash advance fees, earn cashback rewards on eligible betting transactions. And now for a limited time, you'll get a $250 bonus when you open your account and spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. Take advantage of the $250 bonus for a limited time from our friends at GBank, the official bank of VSIN, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Real quick, just a few more. Chris Heath, I would pay to hear Crack say $50 for a pot of coffee. Again and again, that's a terrible Crack imitation, but that's what Crack was talking about yesterday. Nevadazer, regarding tips, I've seen this. People who live outside of the U.S. potentially face a 30% tax hold against your jackpot winnings. A lot of first-time winners are shell-shocked at the tax grab that they totally forget about. To tip the attendant. Richard Ang, an overlooked part of the game was when Riley Leonard got knocked out and backup quarterback Steve Angeli came in. We actually talked about this, Richard. Things could have gotten ugly for Notre Dame. Instead, he hit 6 of 7 passes to lead Notre Dame to a field goal at the end of the half. Notre Dame did nothing for 25 minutes until he came in. But that was also a Penn State failure, I think, Richard, because we did bring that up as a key point in the game, which is it was kind of preventish, it felt like. Like, go after the kid. He's brand new in there. Go after him. Penn State failed to do that. Jonathan Doe trying to figure out who has better hair, Fez or Kelly. What a thick thatch Fez has. Looking good. Gil, you're a close to third. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And then Mike Rouse, can Steve provide an update on the over-under wins NFL contest? I think he lost by one. Sorry that I didn't ask him when he was here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a pioneer in the business, though he doesn't like to be called a pioneer. He is, nonetheless. It's the great Dr. Bob, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line at Dr. Bob Sports. DrBobSports.com comes to us from just outside of Denver, Colorado. How you doing, Bob?
Good. You know, I didn't like Pioneer because it makes me sound old, but Gil, I'm 60 this year, so I guess I am old.
Are you 60? Really?
Yeah, can you believe it?
I thought you were like...
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I didn't know you were that much older. Wow, okay.
It's hard because I look young. You know,
you
but,
do,
but I am. I know.
Bob had thrown. They do look young.
They say you're only as old. They say you're only as old as your wife.
Oh,
my wife is 36.
There it is. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's wife is 36, and he wants you to know it. Bob, let me ask you a question before we get to your pro football game. And thank you for coming on and doing that. I just want to ask you real quick because I know you were on last week talking about this Ohio State Texas game. I want to add one thing about this game tonight. Usually when we talk about the Super Bowl, we talk about, because Fezzik was just talking about this on the way out, but when I've talked about this about the Super Bowl for many years, which is for whatever reason, the public bets the Super Bowl differently. So instead of taking the dog plus the points, they end up taking the dog on the money line. It's sort of this like last salvo of the year thing. And so we get oftentimes with the Super Bowl, if not all the time, a muted money line on the favorite, where it's like, oh, wow, the favorite has this value on the money line that it doesn't typically have the rest of the year. I wonder, are we going to get this on Ohio State tonight, perhaps?
You know, championship games in general, and Super Bowl, BCS championship games, there's always more variance. So you're better off, if you like the underdog, you're certainly better off taking the money line. because underdogs that cover tend to win in championship games going back decades, and in the Super Bowl. Favorites, I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you like the favorite, if they win, they generally cover. Same in championship games and in Super Bowls. So I think the money line is a better value for if you like the underdog, then the money line is a better value. If you like the favorite, I would rather bet the number.
You think this line is correct, though? That's what you were saying last week.
What's that? In the Ohio State game?
Yeah.
I would rather have Ohio State. I mean, I think the line is fair. If you equally weighted every single game, then Ohio State by 5.5 is what my model comes up with, too. But Ohio State has played relatively better against better teams, aside from the Michigan game. And Texas has played relatively worse, especially in offense, against better defensive teams. So if you weigh those games against better teams heavier, which in this case I think is valid, then I would get Ohio State. I think the fair line would be more like 8. So I would rather have Ohio State, although I'm not betting.
Although you're not betting. Okay. NFL, yeah. Sir, what do you have for us?
Well, I like the Rams. I like them at home getting 2, and that is no longer available. And the line went down to pick, but I've released it on Monday at +2. Most of those have been voided, and now the line's 2.5 on a neutral site. I still like the Rams. I think the Rams are a little bit underrated right now. Minnesota perhaps a little overrated, and the matchup is really, really good. The first time these teams played, at a best bet on the Rams, and the Rams won 30-20. And the matchups are the same, basically, except the Rams are healthier now. Now they got both their star receivers with them. Last week, Sam Darnold really struggled. He had a season-low success rate in the loss last week. And I think it's a problem here against the Rams. The way to stop the Vikings is to get them in obvious third-down passing situations. Darnold takes 13% sacks on third downs. Only Deshaun Watson and Will Levis were worse than that on third downs. And I think they can get them in third downs. And then when they do, Minnesota's going to tee off. I mean, it's Jared Verse, fourth in the league in pressures, going up against the Vikings left tackle Cam Robinson, who was 56 out of 59 qualifiers in pass blocking efficiency. That's a problem on the outside. On the inside, Brandon Fisk, another rookie, fourth in the league in pass rushing efficiency, and he's up against the left guard, Brandel, who's given up the third most pressures in the league. So I think if they do get Minnesota into third downs, they're going to really have success in that situation. And I think they can. Minnesota's, on the other side of the ball, I do see the Rams scoring pretty well again. They scored 30 the first time they met. I think they can do that again. The Rams average 15% more yards per attempt against the blitz than they do against a standard rush, which ranks fourth best in the league. Minnesota blitzes the most in the league at 54%. So blitzing is not good against the Rams. Stafford has exploited that his entire career. He did it in the first meeting. I think he'll do it again. And then you've got Puka Nacua, 61% success rate against the blitz. He's targeted a lot against the blitz, and he has a 61% success rate, and 45% of his routes were against defenses blitzing. So, the target rate was 45% when defenses blitzed in Nacua, and he tears those up. So I do think he'll be good. Cooper Kupp has a favorable matchup in the slot. He's third in yards per route run in the slot. He's going against Minnesota's nickelback Brian Murphy, who's second worst in the league defending the slot. So I just think it's a good matchup for the Rams again. So I think the line should be pick maybe Minnesota 1. So even getting 2.5 is a good play. So I'm taking the Rams +2.5.
And I just, in 10 seconds, Bob, because I got to run, but it's sort of like one of these things. I'm with you. I'm on the Rams too. All this stuff that's going on in with the wildfires, as you can't quantify what this does to the Rams, you can't really consider that, can you? Someone who comes from your perspective.
No.
Yeah.
Who knows? They mean, who knows?
Okay. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Good luck.
The great Dr. Bob, everybody, at Dr. Bob Sports on Twitter. Coming up here, top of the hour, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Jeff Schwartz, followed by Prop Points with John Hansen from 2 to 3, Adam Schein with Make It Rain from 3 to 4. That's on the docket next at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.